Knoxville's Wyatt Darnell was looking forward to this spring soccer season. The senior was coming off an honorable mention all-state season where he stopped 131 goals against allowing just 26 in 19 games. He was one of the important pieces of the Panthers' state tournament run last year. Darnell not only has a lot of what-ifs this season that was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Darnell says with the school shut down, he is trying to stay active as best he can.
Yeah, it's been like super boring, not a whole lot to do, kind of just hang out the house. Me personally, I've been trying to go out for a run or do some kind of workout a couple times a week, try to stay active. It's hard because you can't really see your friends, can't really hang out or do stuff with them, but I've just been doing my best trying to stay active.
Knoxville soccer coach Dylan Mick says his quiet confidence and leadership by example were great traits for someone with an important job during the matches.
You know, the fierce, quiet leader from the back, and he's all over our goalkeeping record book. He's top three in pretty much every stat category. You know, we'll miss him. And then
Wyatt says the best thing about the team coming into this season was the bond they had with each other, knowing they played together since grade school, so they knew each other's tendencies.
The biggest thing probably just be team unity. Last year we had a lot of great people and they were close, but this year from my grade, I've been playing with them for, 6 years now, and we were just looking forward to having our senior year, being all together, having fun, honestly, and trying to do the best we can.
Like many of the guys on the team, they only have to look at the sub-state final last year and the epic double overtime penalty kick win over rival Pella as Wyatt's highlight. He says being in goal and making key stops is something he will never forget.
The biggest one I'd have to say would be Pella. We played them the whole game. They never scored on us like the last 2 minutes. And even then, we kept them through overtime, double overtime. And then when it came to a shootout, I managed to stop one of them, which allowed Christian Magana to get the winning goal. So that was probably my biggest highlight of the year.
Darnell is already preparing for the future as he will leave for San Diego and the Marines in August. Darnell says he always thought about serving his country and is looking forward to the opportunity.
I think I've just pretty much always known. It's kind of always drawn me to that. And I plan on leaving for boot camp in August, so just have to stay active till then.
Wyatt is not sure right now if he'll make the Marines a career or not. Until then, our thanks for his service to the country. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.